ਤਪਤ ਜੀਵਨ ਕੋਵਿਦੀਤਾ ਕਲਮ ਸ਼ਰਣ ਸ਼੍ਰੀਮਦਾਤਮ ਭੂਮੀ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਜੇ ਭੂਮੀ ਦਾਸਨ Because the whole focus is actually of the song. I have selected with this poem. The 31st chapter, 9th verse is this one, the first. And then the next 4 verses. First is why the 9th verse? Because, okay, I will read the translation and from that you will understand. The nature of your words and the description of your activities. Whose activities and words? Krishna. The tavo katham vetam. The nature of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. Those who spread the message of Godhead are most what can how it is distributed, how is it broadcast? Throughout the world. Now tell me who broadcasted this Krishna Katha throughout the world? So who is the most beneficent? So doesn't this somehow indicate that this is indicating Srila Prabhupada? Also, in order to make this point clear, I will briefly narrate one incident. King Jatapurja wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused. King Jatapurja was the king of Orissa at that time. But when he wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused. And then finally, during the Ratha Yatra time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went the rock cart school at Baldandi, Jagannath actually stops there to receive the offerings of the devotees. And at that time, becoming tired after dancing in front of Jagannath's chariot, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the adjacent garden and he lay down under a tree. At that time, King Pratapurja came disguised as an ordinary farmer. Although he was a king, he came as an ordinary villager. And he started to massage Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And he started to sing this Gopi. And when he sang this particular stanza, Tavo Katham Ritam, Tapto Jivanam, Kovidir Iritam, Kalmashapaham, Shravana Mangalam, Srimadatam, Bhuvi Vinanti, Je Bhuvi Dharana. Bhuvi Vinanti, Je Bhuvi Dharana. Those who distribute this Krishna Katha all over the world, indeed, is the most beneficent. Now, his purpose was to indicate to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you have come to deliver everyone. You have come to bestow your mercy upon everyone. Only Prataprudra will be deprived of your mercy. You have come to give Krishna consciousness to everyone. You are so munificent. But at that time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up, jumped up, and he embraced King Prataprudra, saying, Purida, Purida. Indeed, the one who distributes Krishna consciousness all over the world is the most munificent. Now, did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the credit for himself by saying, yes, I am the giver of Krishna consciousness all over the world, so I am the most beneficent? then isn't it quite unusual for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to jump up like that and embrace King Pradhanamitra and say, indeed, he is the most munificent, he is the most munificent. So who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicating to? That somebody will come in the future who will distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world, and indeed he is the most beautiful. So there are four other stanzas. I'll quickly read them. Do you have any difficulty reading it? Huh? Okay, say it after me. Jayati Tehi Kam Janmana Brajo Shayata Indira Shashvatatrahi Daita Drishyatam Dikshutavakas Daitritashavash Samvichinnate. The gopis say, O beloved, your birth in the land of Braja has made it exceedingly glorious, and thus Indira, the goddess of fortune, always resides here. It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you, so please show yourself to us. The next stanza, Sharadula Shaye Sadhu Jata Sat Sarasi Jodaru Shri Ushadrisha Suratanatha Te Shulka Dashika Varada Nignato Nehati Vatha. O Lord of Love, in beauty your glance excels the world of the finest, most perfectly formed lotus within the autumn pond. O bestower of benedictions, you are killing the maidservants who have given themselves to you freely, without any price. Isn't this murder? So the gopis are saying, look, Krishna, if you don't appear soon, due to your separation, we are all going to die. Then what do people tell you? That those who have surrendered themselves completely to you without any price, you have killed them. So this is how they are appealing to Krishna. Then, Vishwajala Payad Vyaya Rakshasa Varsha Maruta Vaidutanala Vrisha Mayat Vajat Vishato Bhayat Rishabha Devayam Rakshitamu. O greatest of personalities, you have repeatedly saved us from all kinds of danger, from poisoned water, from the terrible man-eater Agha, from the great rains, from wind demon, from the fiery thunderbolt of Indra, from the bull demon, and from the son of Mayananda. So you have saved us in all situations. Now why are you not saving us? And this most critical situation that we are in. This is how the gopis are appealing to Krishna. Next one. Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan Akhila Dehina Antaratmantrik Bikhana Shartito Vishya Bhuktaye Shakha Ude Iman Shaktadam Ule. You are not actually the son of the Gopi Yashoda or friend, but rather the indwelling witness in the hearts of all embodied souls. Because Lord Brahma prayed for you to come and protect the universe, you have now appeared in the sattva of the grand city. So, are you all ready to say Kirtan?
Thank you.
नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष श्रृंगवाणी भाषण श्रील प्रभुपाद।